There are so many dimensions to how we can serve, at work, how we can serve in our neighborhoods, how we can serve in the church, how we can serve in our homes. And it's not even in the church. It's not just about what ministry we're involved in. It's about our lives. It's about our lifestyle. And we minister in different ways according to the different gifts that we've been given. Absolutely. But the purpose of those gifts is ministry. It's the role that we play in building up God's church. Are we going to be a church where we think that it's only Mike, Julie, Barry and Nancy that are in the ministry? Or are we going to be one where we believe everyone is called to ministry, as Paul makes it clear here that we are? Now, I want to share something with you that it's not scripture. And we're not a church. We're not a company. But because we're a community, we're a body of people, you could say we're likened to an organization. Does that make sense? In most organizations today, you hear a lot about employee engagement. There are three descriptions of, say, an engaged, not engaged, and actively disengaged employee. Engaged is described as engaged employees work with passion and they feel a profound connection to their company. They drive innovation and move the organization forward. Not engaged employees are essentially checked out. They're sleepwalking through their workday, putting time but not energy or passion into their work. And actively disengaged employees, they're not just unhappy at work, they're busy acting out their unhappiness, and every day these workers undermine what their engaged co-workers accomplish. In the States, they did a study that involved just a nationally representative sample of 1,000 employees, and the stats that they got for these categories were engaged 29%, not engaged 56%, and actively disengaged 15%. In the UK, a similar report by the Corporate Leadership Council showed the highest scoring companies having 23.8% highly engaged. Now, as I said, we're not a business. We're not a company. But all I want to say about this is let it never be said that these statistics would reflect God's church. As I said earlier, I pray that God enables us all to take from this what we need to. What is God putting on your heart? What is he saying, or what has he been saying to you recently about how you can serve and minister in your neighborhood, your workplace, college, church? Now, if you want a bit of help, last year's we had the gift series, and we gave a questionnaire at the end. And one of the requests that came out of that questionnaire is for the gift team to run small workshops that people could come along to and figure out their shape, which we define as spiritual gifts, heart, ability, personality, experiences, and how you could apply that to ministry. And what we're doing next month, we're going to kick off the first two workshops on Sunday the 5th and Sunday the 19th. If you're interested, speak to either me or Paige, Tuka, Claire, Paul, Rowden, or Claire Wilshaw. And you know what? Even if only one person comes along, we'll do it. But I pray that more people come along. I'm not saying we expect everybody because we're all involved in different ministries, but if you're trying to figure this out, then please do come along. I just want to close this first point, really, just asking you to imagine for a moment that we are a church where, in the spirit of Ephesians 4, we're all intentional about giving the best of our God-given potential, creativity, capability to advancing God's kingdom and building up his church. God has called you to ministry. The second and final point is God has called you to have transformational relationships. God has called you to have transformational relationships.